Here's our series on aging in Portland. Retired or rewired? What it's like getting old in a youth-centered city. Are you up for that challenge? We'll bring you lots of views, but you'll have to answer this question for yourself. Is Portland a good place in which to grow old? Our guest today is Dr. Lisa McGuire. Welcome to KABU.
Thank you very much.
And the CDC has a roadmap that deals with brain health. Would that be the general name of that?
This document outlines 35 action items for state and local public health officials that focuses on brain health, cognitive impairment, and Alzheimer's disease, and the needs for caregivers.
I read the most recent one that I could find, and it said that Alzheimer's was increasing in the United States. Is that still true now?
Yes, that is still true even in 2018. The greatest risk factor for Alzheimer's disease is increasing age, and the fastest growing segment of the United States is those over the age of 85.
And what's the connection between cognitive decline and dementia, or when does cognitive decline become dementia?
Well, cognitive decline is a continuum, and it can occur from somebody having very early signs of forgetfulness, which might be forgetting their keys and doing so more frequently, and it might progress into a disease state that is diagnosed by a physician as a specific type of dementia, such as Alzheimer's disease. So anywhere on that continuum we refer to as cognitive decline.
You gather statistics on this. I understand that they are self-reported. People determine whether they feel they're in cognitive decline. Is that right?
Right. CDC collects data on a whole variety of health topics across the United States, and CDC as a public health agency is really charged with monitoring the health of our nation. One of the types of things that we ask people about from the CDC is a thing referred to as subjective cognitive decline, which is really a self-evaluation of their memory. So in other words, how do they interpret their memory functioning within the past year? And for public health professionals, this is really important because this is an indicator of future burden and needs that may occur in the healthcare system, long-term services and supports, and in communities. We do know in Oregon in 2016 that 1 out of 9 people residing in Oregon indicate that they have had noticeable changes in their memory and confusion in the past year.
I thought that the decline of memory was inevitable with age. Am I wrong in that?
Well, there are what we refer to as normal changes in memory, and then those can be more of a disease state. So this is one reason why at CDC we recommend that if you're having some changes in your memory, especially if those changes are interfering with your ability to engage in social activities, work, or volunteering, that you speak to a healthcare provider about your concerns, and they can let you know if it is just a normal aging process that's going on, or if there's something else going on that could be a type of dementia.
You use the term healthy aging related to the brain. What does that mean?
Well, healthy aging or brain health, what we're referring to is we're wanting people to be able to live life to the fullest for them. So maintaining their health and independence as long as possible. And so at CDC, we recognize that the types of activities that are good for your heart are also good for your head. So, you know, eating a healthy diet, exercising, those things that are very beneficial to your heart will also be beneficial to your brain health.
Is there treatment for Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's disease is a irreversible and progressive type of dementia. So unfortunately, there is not currently a cure for Alzheimer's disease. But there are medications and other types of interventions that are available once somebody talks to their healthcare provider. So some of these interventions can help with slowing down the memory loss or some of the behavioral or other symptoms that a person may be experiencing.
Is there a medication?
The drugs that are available for Alzheimer's disease and other types of dementias really are to treat symptoms.
Right.
They are not cures for the actual condition.
And what causes Alzheimer's? I don't understand that.
Well, Alzheimer's disease results from neurological changes that occur in the brain. The actual causes of it is being researched by the National Institute on Aging, also, and they're also researching cures and prevention.
So we don't know what causes it. And you talk about caregivers. This is an important aspect of this. Do you deal with caregivers? Do you have any help? Is there any way that you help them?
So we know that the health of caregivers is extremely important at CDC and across the nation. We know that in Oregon, one out of six people who are a caregiver to a friend or family member are caring for someone who is an older person, and also they have a child in the home that they're caring for as well. And about a third of those caregivers in Oregon are providing 20 or more hours a week caring for a friend or family member. So we do want to reiterate that for caregivers, caring for themselves is extremely important, because caregivers need to also stay healthy so they can take care of, continue their caregiving role and responsibility if they choose to.
Does CDC offer any resources in terms of helping caregivers or helping people understand the disease? I mean, I see a lot of material on your website, and maybe that's the what we get from y'all.
The CDC does have some educational materials available on our website for caregiving. We also work with different healthcare provider organizations to provide training for healthcare providers. So they recognize healthcare providers recognize the value and role and importance of caregivers that they're providing within that family structure, and also encouraging healthcare providers to ask somebody that they know is a caregiver and make sure that their health is okay as well too.
What's the prognosis for the treatment of Alzheimer's and brain aging in general? Do you have some thoughts about that?
Once again, I would encourage you to talk to the National Institute on Aging, because they're the ones looking at the cure and treatment aspects.
Right, right. So that
they got hundreds of studies doing this, so they could tell you the latest science.
And I didn't ask you this before, but does the current budget preserve this effort and the importance of it, of treating Alzheimer's, the work you're doing, the work that they're doing? Are those things still in the 2018 budget?
Well, the 2018 budget is not official yet. We're still under a continuing resolution. So I do not know if that is preserved in the 2018 budget. We were preserved in the 2017 budget and the 2016 budget. We were level funded.
Seems with this disease increasing, and with the aging of the population continuing in the way that it's been accelerating, that this should be a high priority. Dr. McGuire, thanks so much for joining us today. Is there anything I should have asked you that you would like to mention?
The only thing that I'd like to mention is that there's 5.5 million adults in the United States that have Alzheimer's disease currently. We know that Alzheimer's disease is one of the most costly diseases in the U.S., $259 billion in 2017. And Alzheimer's disease is the fifth leading cause of death for people 65 years old and older.
Dr. McGuire, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to our series on Aging in Portland, Retired or Rewired. You can listen to any episode in this series or the entire series if you go to kboo.fm and look for the show under my name, Tom Flynn. Thanks for joining us today.